You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and today I have a very special guest for an interview, and his name is Sir Tomas. He is the creator and CEO of a brand new platform for FinDom. It's called Teaser.fan. Teaser.fan is a platform where creators who are in the financial domination space, male or female, can sell personal items, socks, underwear, whatever, cum, you know, whatever, to their fans. It provides credit card processing safely, more securely than what's currently being done with PayPal. You know, PayPal's been kind of a problem with FinDom and other platforms. So it allows for much greater profitability for creators. So this is brand new. It's very unique to, there isn't any other competition for this. And here's the thing, like, I didn't know, I suggested doing this interview. Sir Tomas approached me about just promoting the platform, but I wanted to talk to him. So we got on this interview, and he turned out to be startling. He is really good looking. He is young, and he is an alpha, basically, himself. And not only that, he's got an alpha boyfriend, and he's very familiar with using faggots, and he's just an incredible, it was a shock. I mean, let's put it that way. I was not expecting that. I was expecting some, you know, weird Eastern European or, you know, South American creep, you know, like 40 years old, comb over, you know, nasty mustache. I had all these ideas about what he was going to be like, but he got on camera and I thought, what the fuck? So, I mean, I almost started fucking tributing to him just talking to him. So, anyway, the video interview will be a surprise, but I think you'll enjoy the audio version as well. Without further ado, this is my interview with Sir Tomas of Teaser.fan.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Well, I am here with Tomas David.
Tomas, yes.
Tomas. I said it right, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Do I get points for that?
Yeah.
So, Tomas is, I guess I'm not really clear about your role, but there is a new site for FinDom called Teaser, and it's an exciting new platform that will allow masters and subs to interact, and it's primarily a marketplace for used articles of clothing and stuff that will allow a safe place for that kind of transfer to take place, which it has been up until now difficult.
Yeah.
So why don't you first of all say hello and maybe talk about who you are?
Hey guys, my name is Tomas. I'm a 22-year-old college student, and if you didn't know that, Sam, I have been working for the past year and a half on my platform. It's called Teaser. It's already live, and if you want to go check it out, it's teaser.fan. Fan, that's the extension. And as some briefly introduced, it's a platform where vendors can sell physical items. If you want to, I want to take it perhaps a little further outside the fandom realm, BDSM relationships that are many mm-hmm. times digital in this world don't have an easy way in which they can like interact with physical contact, especially considering long distances. Right. So Teaser allows subs to be purchasing from their masters different any kind of item. Of course, there are limitations according to FDA regulations. You can't sell poop and you can't sell any other kind of item that is perhaps biohazard considered. But
you can't sell poop. Well, I guess we're just going to cut this interview short then.
Yeah, I think that's all for you guys. Unfortunately, we did look into it because I'm assuming that's also part. I'm not particularly
just sick.
We are very much sick, but well, that is Sam. That's if we're going to get into it at some point. We have a company vision and a company statement. I think at some point we're going to get into the why we're doing all this, what message we're trying to portray here, and how we think this might help the fandom scene particularly. And if you want, again, we have talked briefly about this in the past, the kink scene, which we hate that word. I know we hate it. We're trying to change that. We're trying to change that discourse relating to these kinds of items. So backtracking.
Scented items, let's say worn items, that is sort of a kink in a way. Like the whole, I mean,
they can be sometimes.
Scent training is very important, but for the like a dom sub or alpha faggot kind of relationship. But you know, a lot of times people are just they get off on used socks or you know whatever. So but like you said though. People who listen to me or read my website, they know that I don't consider any of this to be a kink. It's not a kink.
No, it's not.
So,
backtracking, we don't allow, certain products like, poop.
Cum
can be like explicitly said, it can be shipped. There's no issue with that.
Yeah, of course.
It's just that it can't like, it can be, just in the description of the item, right? Because Visa and MasterCard will check for that. And if we get audited, we might get shut down. But I mean, if you want to just say use, and then you want to send, cum through it, like that's fine. No one's going to check on that.
Right. Of course.
So
cum is flying through the mail service all the time. Constantly.
Exactly. Thank you. We know about this Twitch girl who sells her bath water for like hundreds of dollars. None of that's relevant to our conversation, but I mean, bath water being shipped across the U.S. I don't know. We thought that was interesting. I could be into it. like a little soup, like a broth. You just like, you know, dive in and let it sink
maybe
in.
Tomas, maybe if you were the one soaking in the tub, maybe.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I could.
Not a girl.
Definitely not a girl. The reason I think we started Teaser is because we see there's a deficit in the amount of. Okay, let's take this. I'm going to go from the general case, if you want, to the more specific case of why we're doing this interview.
Yeah.
I think that in general, content creators across the web have a deficit in them. They do, you know, have OnlyFans nowadays and all those platforms that deliver digital content, but there is no platform where you can deliver physical content.
Unless they're going to just take it on themselves, like it is being done. Okay.
Yes.
But
100%. Yes.
But unless they're going to set up their own website and do that internally.
Unless you have Cash App and you want to do cash and you can you know how to do the shipping also the amount of volume you can probably handle is low, considering that you know you have to like record, you gotta message people and then like write other addresses, get the money, send the item,
right?
I'm sure you can produce like, you know, change your socks every 2-3 hours at the gym and then you should be good to go.
Whack off for 10 minutes, boom.
Yeah, exactly. And then like you switch your underwear and then so on.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, I think, the process of actually going through the sale, it is a labor intensive process.
Yeah.
Just in terms of volume, I'm thinking maybe not so much when you're just selling like one pair of socks, but I think there's a huge potential for building a big influence, a big number of constant buyers, constant subs, and, yep. and faggots that might be continuously buying from you as a exactly. form of servitude.
Right.
Anyway, so we have this deficit in the physical content
market, yeah.
That's been delivered, and it hasn't. I'll be fairly honest with you. There's multiple theories, but this hasn't been done yet. But there is nothing like this out there. There is right. no website you can actually use to pay with credit. I mean, there's right. peer-to-peer sites such as Craigslist, exactly.
right.
or that you can just like, or you can even no, Twitter.
Not Craigslist anymore, but Twitter.
yeah, or Reddit, or Facebook groups where you can like connect.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
like
yeah.
through the connection,
it's,
you, you.
It's
you
really it sloppy. I mean,
yeah,
I have a Discord server connected to my website. Where people could theoretically, and I think they do send, you know, they make transactions like this, but there's nothing, there's no central hub for it, like an OnlyFans for this type of thing, you know?
So exactly.
I'm yeah, helping you and, with your tagline right now.
Yes.
So it's
OnlyFans.
Keep that in mind. OnlyFans for.
OnlyFans meets. Meets if you want like Amazon,
Goodwill.
Love that. Yeah.
But I mean, we just come up on with this stuff on the fly, folks. Tomas and I did not rehearse any of this. Okay, so
no, this is all genuine, very very organic.
Exactly. Okay, well, I mean, that sounds great. I think it's definitely necessary for FinDom. I think probably a lot of masters who are not, because there are some masters who are basically professionals at this. Like, I know one master who has 40,000 or some 30 or 40,000 faggots following him, and he sells his cum, and he has like test tubes and the whole nine yards, and like it's a,
oh my
God. He's freezing them, and it's like a whole process, you know.
Damn.
And I That's let not... me just say it's delicious, but
no, you know, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, but but yeah, this is a for a lot of masters in the scene,
up and coming ones, perhaps yes. that haven't really, you know, haven't
don't
really
know.
Gone, don't know what to do, don't know right. how to ship, don't know where exactly to begin.
Right. Credit card processing, whatever they're like, I don't know how even where to start.
Exactly, you
know? Credit yeah, card that... processing would be huge, like if. If that can happen in FinDom for this type of thing, that's going to be huge.
Yeah, we
because masters want to get away from because that's great because masters want to get away from the cash apps and stuff because like PayPal has been destructive really more than anything else. Like how many masters I know that have gotten their multiple PayPal accounts banned? You know, it's like ugh.
And I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think it's symbolic in some way. What is the difference between having a Cash App, which I mean, not that it's sketchy, Cash App works great, the difference between Cash App and a credit card processing, it's legitimacy. Yeah. You stop being some like underground little
creep.
Side gig, creep. And
you're in an alley somewhere going, hey,
exactly. And then you're welcome into the banking system.
Right.
That is that I think that is like symbolically very strong. It's kind of I think that's why no this doubt. Is happening right now because we're riding a cultural wave, mm-hmm. and as that wave shows us a new path and say okay now the world is ready for example to welcome this entire new realm.
Right.
Maybe 15 years ago, yeah. if I said well,
yeah.
I mean I think that's what we're going with.
I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying like. I don't know about the whole world, okay, but it's going to become, I think, a part of the world, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hierarchy, everybody is affected by hierarchy. Everybody on Earth is affected by it in one form or another, whether they realize it or not. So the movement, like you said, in the last 15 years, I might say 20 years, it's kind of started really with Tumblr making the inroads with this. And now Twitter and other places, OnlyFans, have kind of helped get it more mainstream, but like people are starting to understand that the master slave alpha faggot dynamic, which is kind of a fundamental thing in hierarchy, they're the extremes in hierarchy. Like people are starting to accept that as a real thing. Like they're going, oh, this is, you know, and so it is becoming not more a mainstream. Exactly, yeah. Right. It's a function of a person's life. And so,
yeah,
like a faggot is a faggot. They're born a faggot. That's what they are. You know, I never knew anything except being a faggot. So other alphas, they were born alpha, you know. So people would have to kind of wake up to the fact that this is kind of it's a real thing. And so this site that you're creating here, is facilitating part of that, you know, so I'm totally on board with it. So let me ask a little bit about the company. So You're partnered with some other people.
In terms of, no, I have employees, if that's what you're wondering.
So you're CEO. Okay. Yeah. I was under the impression you had partnered with like two other people. I don't know where I'm getting that from, but okay. So you're all by yourself on this.
Yes, I started this company on my own. I've had partners.
Is it an LLC?
Yes. Okay. Well, it's a corporation, but I mean, that's just anecdotal. That's about.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. So, .fan fan is like a platform that you're using, correct? Like a Discord or something like that?
No. Fan is just the web extension, like .com. Just .fan. Yeah. The website I built. I studied math and computer science in college, so I have that background.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I build websites too, so I was impressed by the site as it is, you know, so looks good. So you're on your own doing this. That's impressive. So that's an exciting, really, you know, cuz you're at the forefront. So let me ask you more about yourself, okay? Let's meet the CEO, okay? Maybe I'll insert some like 50s travelogue music or something there. Meet the CEO. You were a drummer too.
Yeah.
So what is your background with FinDom and the Dom Sub situation?
Sam, so I got to, as we briefly, you know, talked about this before, I got to FinDom as another way of expressing, I think, my BDSM identity. Uh-huh. I think it's been a journey of self-discovery. I am actually kind of grateful because I feel like others, again, as we've talked, the cultural change has allowed a lot of people, especially I'm at the edge of Gen Z, but a lot of my younger Gen Zs have it even easier for them. We have had the benefit of, you know, being able to self-reflect upon these things early on.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I think maybe, I don't know how it was for you and how was your experience about this, but I like early on had the tools to talk about this with other people, exactly. With myself.
Well, I didn't have
self-reflect.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, same as, you know, maybe like 50 years ago, coming out was impossible. And maybe 20 years ago, that was okay to do. Well, now I think we can go one step even further and talk about what our position is in the in the scale, in the hierarchy, if you want.
Right, exactly.
With total confidence and total.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, faggots are still having a lot of trouble. I my website, I'm constantly trying to educate faggots to accept who they are, but that's really hard because you have to give up some of yourself to do that. But in a general sense, it's becoming more known, like you said. Mm-hmm. So,
I have. It's funny. I used to be very much inclined. So I've always thought I was born a sub. I explored that side of me early on with maybe like a couple of masters.
Yeah,
I was always disappointing though because I never really got. I think finding a true master is such a challenge. I mean, I'm sure you know very well about this. But then I've also, as I explore a little more, and I also grew older, I turned my dom side into like the younger, faggots, and I've explored my dominant side with younger. younger.
Do you feel more fulfilled as a dom?
It's definitely a lot more rewarding.
Well, and I mean, you're talking about financially or
orgasms
or
so I have a very, I think I have a very controlling type personality. And
I think so too.
Yeah. I need to have one in order to, you know, do all these things. Thank you. But I, when I was going through finding a master, there's a problem. There's a bigger problem. I think it takes a certain level of intellect to be able to rule over another person. It's not so much like, it's not just about, you know, the physical component. It's about like being able to work someone's mind.
Right. I mean, that's been my problem sometimes because I've come across, I've had alphas that wanted to take control of me who were dumb as fuck. And so like, and so like I could outwit them at any time. And I had a hard time respecting them, even though physically they were superior to me. Like,
yes.
And so like, I just internally couldn't get myself to submit to them because I just thought, you're not better than me in terms of intellect or emotional maturity or whatever. And so
what do you do with that? Yeah. Well, what do you do with that?
I went to find other masters because I am a faggot and I have a need to serve men. So but you, I bet you were a latent alpha is probably what happened there. Like, are you gay? You identify as gay?
Yeah. So I have a boyfriend.
Okay. This is a big, big problem that I see with gay alphas. They start off kind of thinking they're supposed to be bottoms or they're supposed to be bottom. And they are unhappy as bottoms and unfulfilled. It's only when they take on the alpha role and they start to experiment with it, they realize suddenly, I'm actually alpha. You know, I'm not supposed to be a sub, you know, and their whole world opens up, you know. So maybe that's how it was for you.
It's been an interesting journey to, as I said, like put these like intellectual tools to work and work my mind over other subs and see how that turns them.
You can have tremendous effect on faggots for sure.
Yeah. And how that, how their minds, like, as I said, like they get trained and they evolve. It's been a journey.
Yeah.
And
good for you. I'm proud of you, sir. That's great. I mean,
thank you.
Boyfriend submissive to you?
No, we haven't really explored. We've started recently dating, and it's been like maybe 3 or 4 months. And he, I've expressed to him my, he's actually here with me somewhere around here. I've expressed to him my.
He better be doing the dishes or washing your laundry.
I think he's just reading.
He needs to be working.
That's what I said.
Or should be massaging your feet or sucking your cock or something while you're doing this. Sir, you have a little ways to go. You need to understand how to deal with this. Okay. Like, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So no, you're good. So, I did express to him that this was a part of my life and that I did want to like explore this, but I don't think this is all very new to him. And I respect that, you know, I had the benefit of being
exploring
ahead of things. Yeah, having exposure to it, which I don't think everybody does have. So I'm trying to be patient about the fact that, like, okay, this is something that, you know, we're still developing. We have been developing. It's been it's been part of a relationship, but not to the degree that I was not used to, but like exposed to, if you want.
Yeah. Okay. So have you tried owning a faggot in the past or like using faggots that way?
I have, yeah, through social media.
So FinDom.
Yeah, I've done that. I had like a couple of cash pigs, but I think, to be honest, it has been more fulfilling to have like one-on-one interactions with boys. There is a physical component to this part that I need. And
yeah, of course.
For some, I think the virtual stuff, I mean, when the
sling... You and I see this eye to eye. Like, I've only ever served live in person. Like, I've been owned in person. Like, the FinDom thing, when I started the website, I didn't really understand FinDom. I was like, what the hell is this? Now, I did serve financially the owners that I had, but
yeah,
that just comes naturally with being a faggot.
Yeah.
But exactly. When I started looking at FinDom, I was like, what the hell is this? And I was kind of repulsed by it at first. Now I see it as an expression of hierarchy that's valid for some people, but like I don't feel like it really trains faggots particularly very well. So I feel like it's creating a generation of selfish faggots that don't,
yeah,
that will not submit.
That you pointed out very well. I think it's on both ends. I think on the one end, it's the
bad masters too.
Yeah. Bad masters, which, okay, I don't fucking care, but those that do take advantage in the wrong way of the it takes a lot of vulnerability for a sub, I think, to get in that situation, accept themselves, like respecting that is also part of being a dom. Mm-hmm. And just abusing that, not in like there's fun abuse and there's like the kind of abuse that is not warranted and just doesn't help anybody. I've seen a lot of that in the FinDom scene. Sure. Yeah. So
what do you consider to be fun abuse?
Well, I mean, there's obviously
I'm kidding. I think
the kind that does help both parties. That's a good premise. Yeah. If it's helping both parties, then it's perfect. If it's not helping, then and helping is an interesting concept as well, right? Helping. Yeah. Which is not actually helping. It's just, it's more so.
I mean, look,
growth.
Growth, sure.
In the right direction, in the true direction.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing though, like faggots are born to be used by men. So,
yeah.
In a way, they grow from that. And men have a need to use subs, you know, or faggots. So, and they grow from that, if they use it correctly. So the use part is definitely a component that has to happen.
Yeah.
But responsible alphas can create something a lot deeper by taking ownership and responsibility for their faggots, you know?
Exactly. And I think the power that is, I think that's the whole point of this. There is a difference in power, right? But right, that's, I know it's like Star Wars copyright, whatever, but with great power comes, I don't know if that's actually Star Wars, but with great power comes great responsibility.
That's not a Star Wars quote, but
well, who the fuck said that?
It was oh gosh, it was Spider-Man. Yeah,
there we go. Exactly,
two geeks geeking out.
But, I mean, is it like the Green Goblin said that? No. When he's dying.
Uncle Ben said that.
Uncle Ben, true.
Peter, with great power comes great responsibility, and then he gets fucking shot. Dies. Anyway.
I mean,
nice job, dummy. But okay, that's interesting. So you've used faggots personally in person.
And exactly. Then... Yeah. So I have, as I said, I found that.
Do you own any faggots currently?
No.
Okay. No, so no. You're,
we haven't,
they fill to your boyfriend.
No, we haven't a relationship. It's just that we haven't, as I said, we haven't explored. I'm worried about dropping too many bombs at once and causing too much trouble. So I'm like slowly easing into it, right. But I have talked to him about owning faggots online, and there is a benefit to that. I think there
just
is
online.
Like a, yeah, just online, and in person, there is like a much. I think that's when like.
I mean, your place needs to be cleaned, sir. Like, you know, so faggots need to clean
it's,
that.
It's really not right now, but oh, I have experimented with servitude. Like I'm usually interested in like long-term commitments and building relationships and seeing how that evolves, but I have had people from Grindr, boys come over and clean every single spot in my apartment, and it like fully naked. Okay. and it was an interesting experience.
Did you breed them?
No. It was
sexual
elves. Yeah. I think it was very sexual. I was naked too, but
were you stroking yourself? Did you make him suck you off or what?
No, not that time. I've had boys come over, serve me for other purposes, and suck me off, but
yeah,
not that one time.
Okay.
This
is a great this is a great angle on this shot, by the way, because I'm looking up at you, and that's pretty hot.
Oh yeah, it's a cool.
That intentional?
Maybe subconsciously. I didn't actually think about this.
I'm a faggot, so like this kind of stuff pops into my mind. I tell you what, like, you're going to have a bunch of faggots. When they see this video, they're going to want to serve you online. Like, you're going to have a bunch of cash fags wanting to serve you. So just be ready for that, okay? I'm just telling you right now. I'm going to put clips.
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you'd be a good master for sure.
If anybody lives in New York and wants to meet up, I'm thinking New York.
So you're in New York.
That's
right
where I live. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
where you went to school for what? Computer science, you say?
Oh, math.
Math, okay.
Math. I also did computer science as a minor.
Math. The major.
Yeah.
Strange.
No, it is. No,
is two.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it gets a little
more. We have calculators. We don't need that. We don't need the math.
Right. You don't need me. Why would you need me? Or do you? I think you might need me.
For other
reasons.
I need you. So were you born and raised in America, or did you transplant?
No, actually,
Tomas is not an American, typical American.
It's not an American name. Yeah, I was born in Argentina.
That's where the dark features come from.
Yeah, I'm Latino. My dad, he is from the U.S. though. That's why I have a weird, I have an accent, but it's like not fully there.
It's just a hint, just a very slight hint of it. Yeah,
it's a hint. Yeah, so I grew up kind of in both places. Yeah, thank you. I grew up in both places, but I get to the U.S. I got to the U.S. About 4 years ago for school.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've only been here so long, but
your English and everything is very, very good. So then there's no accent, so it's impressive. Assimilated immediately to the American culture, which I'm sorry to hear that about that, but
yeah, no, I'm actually proud of retaining a lot of my Latino heritage.
Good.
I think it does make a difference. Yeah.
Absolutely. Latinos are so fucking sexy. Like, what is it about you guys? Every one of you knows how to do like the hip dancing and stuff. Like, just you're totally in tune with your groin area. I don't know what it is, but it's amazing.
I don't know. I think it might be I think there's different emotional connections in Latino culture.
Yeah.
I think white people tend to be a little more protocolar. They tend to, you know, stick to protocols and rules, and they keep their distance and personal space. Very diplomatic. I don't think Latinos care that much. And
no, they're not like that.
Part of how they touch, how they
feel, they're very physical. They're very physical.
I think that also translates to the growing area. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
that's a part of
never change. Okay. we need more Latino blood in the world. You know, Donald Trump didn't think so, but like, I
fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck him.
So that's great. So. Was your first exposure to FinDom? How did you first come to be exposed to FinDom?
I heard about it through a master that I. Oh, can you? Is that barely. Too loud?
No, I mean I can sort of hear it, but it's not too bad.
I think it's. Oh my God. Yeah, fucking New York.
Another dead body.
You hear that ambulance come and go like 24/7. It's crazy.
Of course,
Wait, Sam, where are you in the U.S.?
Missouri. Yeah.
Cool. How's Missouri? Well, I don't want to answer your question. I just wanted to.
It's terrible. It's a red state. It's Trump territory. I'm surrounded by Trump tards, and I hate it. So, yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, well, I would love to know why have you stayed in Missouri, but
Just life circumstances, basically.
Okay.
I plan to move out of here.
Cool. Yeah, come to New York.
So, right. I was going to suggest, like, I could be like your faggot, you know, and like,
just... Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this. In-person stuff is, I think, the best way to go.
Of course.
I guess that does go against my business model, since I'm like fostering physical content. Well,
no, not really. Cause no, like, not it's, really. It's a, what you're offering is a form of in-person content. Like,
yeah,
it's something that, it rubbed on an alpha's balls, and now the faggot's sniffing it back at his house. Like, yeah, it's a form of physical contact.
Yeah.
Don't you think scent training is like, I mean, scent training, I think is it, the whole science of it is fascinating to me, but like, it is a real thing. Like I've been scent trained on certain alphas in my past, and I still catch whiffs of them, and I'm instantly transported back to when I was serving them, you know.
That's insane.
It's in my locked in my brain. So yeah, it's powerful.
I think there's a huge component. Well, I mean, we tend to, I think smell is one of the few senses that we don't pay that much attention to, and I think it does have a huge
It's a silent it's a silent killer.
It's like, a big part of the relationship. Yeah. And it's,
I mean, as a man, you as an alpha or a sir, let's say, or whatever, I still haven't gotten a grip on exactly how you identify yourself, but it seems like you're still kind of searching, but you definitely look like an alpha. You act like an alpha. You sound like an alpha to me, but like, I'm going to let you make your own journey. Okay. But as a man, you know, I don't know how much you use your scent, or you're aware of your own scent and the power of it, you know, but men,
I've never explored with it, to be honest.
That's weird for somebody that's creating a company that trades on it, but
I've seen its power. I've heard about it, but yeah. It hasn't been a part of my personal BDSM experience, just because I think that's just like anecdotal. Like, it was part of it. I think there's so many routes, so many things you can.
So you've never trained a faggot on the center of your crotch or your armpits
and I've never, but that's just, I think that's just might be out of ignorance or out of lack of experience, but it is something that I think it's very real.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, there's a reason why faggots gravitate toward certain parts of a man's body, because that's where the scents are, you know.
Exactly.
Why don't you have your boyfriend come in here and smell your feet and see what he does?
I might. What is he up to? I think he's reading.
You are more interesting than a book.
They were talking about you, Dorian. Well, Sam's talking about you.
Does Dorian know who I am?
No. He does. He does know about the podcast. But Dorian, you want to come say hi? No, you can. You have to wear a shirt.
No, it's a fag podcast. Hi, Dorian.
Hello.
How are you? My goodness.
We're talking about
alpha faggots and in scent training.
Scent training is like, do you know what that means? Like, you train someone to recognize your smell in different situations, and then like, you maybe give them like an object of yours, and they like, he associate that object with you.
Yeah,
through his scent. It's also part of like a lot of what we sell.
Yeah,
is related to that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he so cute?
I mean, he's a himbo for sure. Like, good grief.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How old are you, Dorian?
I'm 25.
25? It's nice to meet you. So we were talking about roles and stuff. How do you identify?
I'm kind of outside of the sub-dom culture.
Okay.
I'm not really, it's not that I'm not into it. I'm not really experiencing it nor explored it.
All right. Yeah.
I think I'm rubbing off on him a little bit though.
Well, currently you are, yes.
I think he's slowly getting more into it.
Yeah.
We have been like exploring different roles. Okay. But I mean he has a very big dick. So like I see him being a hot alpha. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dorian, could you see yourself owning a couple of faggots?
I could.
Okay. All right. I mean both of you guys are going to get cash fags from this. That's all I can say. Get ready because there's going to be cash fags coming your way.
Perfect.
I might. What's your cash apps?
We'll leave them at the bottom. Yeah.
Well, I'll put it on the video. So,
Amazing.
But Dorian, it was really nice. Thanks for coming on. Oh boy.
Here.
Dom sub love. I shouldn't say that.
Well, that's the funny part. I don't think we have. I think a part of me does have the. I will like slowly explore with him other areas, but yeah, I am very much interested in like I've started this journey about like a year and a half ago of seeing how I react, how other subs react when I train them. So I think I could get him into that too. I don't see him like submitting to me. I don't think he's into that, but we could potentially like do some fun stuff with other subs together.
Right. I mean, you could be an alpha couple. There are plenty of alpha couples out there.
Yeah.
And they use faggots together as kind of their sexual.
And it's even outlet. it's like we've talked about this. Inviting thirds into sex. I think it's fun.
Even it's healthy for gay alphas for sure. You know?
Yeah, and I think it's super healthy if it's like, oh, we're just having him. I'm talking about threesomes, not like building a relationship. Right. Inviting someone and using him like a toy, where like we're both in control situations. Like right, it's a toy, and then like you dispose of it, and then like thank you. There's a door.
Bye. right. I mean,
and it keeps holding boundaries, you know.
Exactly. Well, that's how alpha couples mostly function, because alpha couples typically don't want to get fucked. Neither one of them wants to get fucked, but they love fucking, and so they bring a faggot in to use it together as a toy, you know.
Exactly.
And you could have like
the idea. Like it's a little toy. You bring him. You play with it. You dispose of it.
Well, all right. I mean, you could have regular toys. You know, like
exactly.
Hey, faggot, come over here. We need service. And then faggot would come over and you'd use him.
Love that.
Fucking okay. Love See, that. I think we've identified something that we can all agree on, right? So when should I fly to New York? Just kidding.
Anyway, well, we're open. We have an availability. In the coming weeks.
Right. How does your site make money?
We take a profit. We actually don't make absolutely no money currently. Let me tell you about this. So we just take a percentage of the cut from the seller. The buyer doesn't pay anything yet, which I think is stupid, but this is like the best deal we could get. Having to deal with credit card companies, it's a pain in the ass, and they're greedy motherfuckers, so they want to take as much as possible. And because this is considered adult businesses, the rates are high, which means we have very, very, very thin margins, but that's okay. We're doing this for other purposes. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this because I love building shit, and I love like also managing people. You draw your own conclusions from that. But also I think, like I said, it's about the message. It's about what we're doing, not so much about the profit.
Profit will come eventually. That's great. I mean, like, so it's a kind of a mission in a way.
Yeah, we have a very strong company mission.
Yeah, that's great. Like what you're doing is sort of similar to why I started my website. Like it's a money suck for me. Like, you know, it costs me a lot of money to keep the site and everything running, but I do it because I want the information out there, and I've helped a lot of people. So like I want to keep that going, and so I keep taking the loss on it. But the mission part is the thing that drives me. So you and I have sort of a similar outlook on that, I think.
Yeah. That's great. Especially when it comes to helping the scene, I think there's a lot that can be done here. And we have had some it's been hard to sometimes convince a lot of the alphas to transition to our platform. I think a lot of them are just comfortable, which I think it's very normal. They're just comfortable with their current process because I think that sometimes they don't see the potential of using our platform.
Here's the other thing. Alphas are stubborn and they like to have total control. So
they don't
want to give up anything to some third party. Yeah.
Exactly. And I agree to that. I think it just, when it comes to the opportunity, it really just like you go from maybe handling what, maybe like 10 to 20 potential sales a month that are labor intensive and have thin margins to potential hundreds on our site, right? We're talking about like maybe like 100 pairs of socks a month, maybe like 50 pairs, if you can like keep them. If you can keep the stock up, you can sell that with like very minimal effort and have your subs constantly buying them as soon as the stuff is uploaded.
The freshest come.
Yeah, exactly. It's the freshest, and as soon as you get a notification from it, boom, you go buy it and then it gets shipped. It's fully self-manageable. We simplify shipping for them. And it's only US based. We're working hard to expand to other countries.
Yeah, but you need to get into Europe for sure.
We have found that there's a huge number of alphas in, not I would say underdeveloped countries, but for those that actually are more incentivized to have a new source of, or have like a bigger source of income from like countries like Colombia, Argentina, Brazil, Asia, definitely. You know, those masters have a higher incentive to promote these kinds of items because there's a US consumer and a Europe consumer market that pay top dollar for these things. So will probably like be, well, we want to expand globally. Expanding globally is actually not super tricky. It's just a matter of work, and it's coming. But for now,
just get it up and running. You know?
Two, three months from now, perhaps we should be on track to have like worldwide service.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah,
That's quick. That's gonna be.
Yeah, it's quick. We're working. I'm working like fucking around the clock to get that because I understand like it's, and it's also a matter of we want to get there first. We have had a competitor try to launch a site like ours, failed, but I'm sure others will try and maybe succeed. So we want to get there first, for sure.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, establish yourself. You know.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I did have an idea for an app called Worshipper, that was going to be. I had a FinDom component to it, but I didn't really have this. So. What you're trying to do is unique, you know, so that's why I wanted to promote it, you know, so, and I want to continue to promote it. So,
thanks, Sam.
Yeah. No problem, sir. that's what my job is, you know, as a faggot, I help alphas succeed, you know.
To any other faggots and subs out there, if you want to help on the site, like you can share the link, you can share social media. Sam, I'll give you all the info.
Okay.
And you know, that also of course helps a lot.
Yeah. Definitely. So so it's live right now. Masters can go and set up an account and get started with it right away.
It takes 2 minutes to set up an account. We just need to verify you're over 18, and we need we send payments directly to your bank account as ACH deposits,
right.
Kind of like a paycheck. So as soon as you put the name of the bank, you know, the account number and your routing number, we'll send you. You have a balance with us, so you can just get like withdraw the money in whatever fashion you can, whatever manner you can. And we also help with shipping. Shipping is, we understand it's a process, and a lot of people don't understand how to do it.
Yeah.
So
it is hard if you're not used to e-commerce at all. Yeah. Most people aren't.
It's super easy. You just get a label from us on your Gmail account. you need to print it. You can't print it. I mean, you can print it whatever you want, but you just need to print it, and then you head over to the post office with your item. That's right. It. You get a label, you print it, you head over to the post office, and at the post office, they'll give you the box you need to ship it with, yeah. And they'll give you tape. You just put the item in the bag, and then at the post office, on that same moment, you drop it off,
right.
And then you're done.
Or you can get the bags from, like, UPS. I don't know, what do you ship through?
United States Post.
Yeah, okay, right. So you can order bags and stuff and have them just free bags. They'll just send it to you, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, you can do it all in-house. You know, and that way you're not carrying a bunch of cum-stained socks to the post office. Can I have some boxes, please? What are you doing with that? You
know? I have shipped. I've sold my jocks. And what else have I sold?
Have you?
Yeah, I've sold my jocks. My use. And I was at the post office with a Ziploc bag and my jocks. I didn't give a fuck. I mean, if you're selling, like, you won't give a fuck. And right. If you give a fuck, then don't give a fuck. No one gives a fuck.
Or don't do it. Like, have some.
Or don't fucking do it. Know? Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I mean, I showed up. They're like, "What do you need to do?" And I give them the bag, a Ziploc bag with my jocks, and then they're like, "I need this in the box." And they're like, "Okay, yes." We grabbed it, closed it, put it in the thing. I was like, "Thank you." Bye.
Nice. How did you feel when you sold your jocks to a faggot?
Oh, it felt great.
You liked it?
It felt great. Yeah. Oh, great.
Did the faggot become mesmerized by your scent?
I talked to him. I want to follow up. He was my first sale. So oh. We talked on the phone.
Was this prior to starting the site?
No, this was when the site was up. And
oh,
when,
okay. So you sold your own on the site.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was when the site was up. And I got him on the phone and we talked about his experience. And I was like, well, if you want to buy some more stuff, just, you know.
What did he say about the experience? I'm always curious about that. Like, what did he say about receiving your jocks?
Well, he hasn't. I don't think he's received it yet. I shipped it to him on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Actually, okay. He might have received it. I don't know. I need to check with. You can check on your order. You want me to check? Yeah. I can check.
Well, no, it's okay. I thought you had a conversation with him about receiving your jocks. So.
Well, I had a conversation with him about buying on the site.
Yeah. And... Okay. So his customer experience.
Basically. Yeah, his customer experience. It was more so about that than anything else.
Technical stuff, not the dirty stuff.
Yeah. It was.
Hey, faggot, you jack off to my scent?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm jacking off again.
It was great.
I hear your voice. I get more.
Can I get more?
Yeah, I have currently on my storefront. I have
your personal storefront.
Yeah, I have underwear and some jocks also. Oh.
Do you model them on there, or what do you do?
No. It's just the item on its own. We can have this is also a thing. We haven't really talked about this. Don't allow pornography, just because because that's a whole different realm. Not because we're against it, just because it's about moderation.
Yeah.
The amount of labor we would need to do in order to verify that every picture that is
of course.
Is pornographic, it's over 18, and then it is of the person that it's.
That
it's,
was the problem that OnlyFans ran into.
Yeah, it's complicated logistics wise. So you're just sticking with the physical items for now.
Right.
You can link your social media on the site, and it connects. Okay. So I mean, if you're interested in verifying that's a
good way around it.
Yeah, just like link your Twitter, and then it shows up. And then,
Twitter's filthy. Okay.
Yeah. Twitter. Yeah, if you want to see all this stuff,
I wonder who. What the guy looks like that's wearing this jock strap, and then you go to the Twitter, and there he is fucking some faggot over a couch. You know, it's like, holy shit, you know?
Oh,
like,
perfect. Bye. I'll get three.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. Well, sir, this has been really incredible. Like, a lot of surprises in this interview, honestly. Like, I didn't know what to expect coming in. I didn't know if you're going to be some creepy guy from like Norway or, you know, Tomas. I'm thinking, what is this, you know, like, and you know,
I hope it was a good surprise.
Oh, it was a great surprise. Like, you really have blown me away. And like, you, thank you very much for your honesty, like about your personal life and stuff. Cause yeah. I think that's important that people get to know who they're dealing with, you know? So
100%.
Thank you very much for that.
It's been a great experience talking to you, Sam. And awesome. I really like your podcast. I've heard it multiple times, and I just reheard the last episode. We had on Taking Chances.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Where this guy had a wife, or maybe he had a wife, he had a family, and he had this alpha, and he wanted to submit to him, but he wasn't sure about it. And you talked a lot about how taking risks, sometimes it proves to be worth it. You know,
exactly.
And life is about taking
seizing. You have to do that. You have to do it. Yeah. Like, and the people that don't do it don't get anywhere. And like, you're taking a big risk here starting this company, but you're leaping off the cliff and seeing what happens. And I think that's great. You know, you just got to, if you believe in something, just do it. You know, don't overthink it. Just do it. So
exactly.
So you're an example. I appreciate that, sir. Well, I definitely wish you all the success in the world. I think, you know, it's a volume game. You're going to get a lot of people join up and start interacting with your site, and it's just going to be a volume thing, and it'll be successful that way. So
100%. Do you want me? I can write down. Here, let me just write down some more. Teaser.fan, that's Instagram. Then what else I can write? Give you my personal Instagram.
We don't have to do this on the interview.
No. Sorry, my bad.
I mean, yeah, I'll put up the information on the site on the site and on this video. you're gonna sit here and listen to you type for like 5 minutes.
My bad.
And this, and then I'm going to write you a little email, Sam. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Tomas, thank you, sir Tomas. Thank you very much for this great conversation. And I will do my best to promote you everywhere, okay?
Awesome. Really appreciate him.
Now go get him to kneel in front of you and suck your cock, okay? And kiss your feet and tell you, thank you, sir.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Get the himbo on his knees. Himbo. Anyway, he kind of laughed when I said that. I thought, am I offending him? I don't really know.
No.
He seemed like a great, like a really relaxed guy.
Yeah. No, he's great. He's great.
Where did you meet him at? The Grinder?
No, through friends.
Oh, friends. Okay.
Yeah. Just like.
That's a guy you meet with through your friends. My God, he's like stepped out of a.
Yeah, no, he's
a porn catalog or
particularly
something.
Particularly stunning, yes. Yeah, he's exceptionally stunning for sure. And a lot of other great qualities as well.
Yeah, but stunning. But stunning.
That as well.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate it. I will get back to you about getting this promoted, okay?
Amazing, Sam. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye.
End transmission.
You know, it's sometimes when you do these interviews, you just never know what's going to happen. You know, I mean, I don't use scripts or anything like that. Or, you know, I just wing these interviews, and I kind of like the unpredictability of it. Sir Tomas blew me away. Like, he's very composed, very intelligent and sexy, and just not at all what I was expecting. So I hope you enjoyed the interview as much as I did. He is really an interesting presence, and really a great guy. And I really hope that this platform works for him, because it could be a transformational moment for FinDom. I mean, he has ambitions, as he mentions in the interview, to really mainstream FinDom and mainstream the BDSM / alpha faggot thing, which is very, very much in line with fagsworshipalphas.com and everything that I do, you know, and it's very much aligned with a lot of other sites and creator. So I'm excited by this. I think it's pretty neat, and really getting to meet somebody like him gives me hope for the future that, you know, there could be a sea change really, really happening here. So I'm excited by that. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope any of you content creators will check out the site and try it out, because it probably will boost your business and make connections with your fans even more possible. So it's teaser.fan. So check it out. And I will talk to you later. Take care. Love you.
Bye.